The Broncos again set to head on the road for the first time this year, traveling to Cincinnati. And now we're pleased to be joined remotely here by Bengals.com's Jeff Hobson. Jeff, thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
Bill, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
One of the stats that head coach Gary Kubiak brought up this week is that the Bengals are undefeated at home in the month of September for the past 5 years. What makes playing at home in September so hard for opponents to come in there?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be 5 years to the day of their last loss, which was against the Niners in the only 13-8 game in NFL history. Marvin Lewis has done a great job getting these guys out of the box. It speaks to the continuity of what they have. You know, they get ripped for sticking with the same old coaches and the same old players. They never do much in free agency, but they do such a great job drafting that they keep developing the young guys. They sign their own. They have very little, you know, they've had some pretty high-profile changes in their coaching staff with Zimmer and Hugh Jackson taking head jobs, but they hire from within, and they get rewarded with the continuity.
We know that all about the passing attack, one of the top passing attacks in all of the NFL. But does the team look to seek a little bit more balance maybe this week, especially with the two dynamic running backs that you have?
Yeah, there's just no way with Mr. Von Miller coming to town that you can throw it forth. That is a license for the insane asylum. It looks like Miller is he's this generation's pass rusher, you know, he and Watt. So they have to do whatever they can to balance it up because, he's been a madman the last four games, if you include the AFC title game. I mean, the Bengals are one of the only guys that blocked them. I mean, back on December 28th out in Denver when they played for the AFC top seed, Miller did not get to the quarterback. And that was one of the reasons the Bengals should have won. So they're not going to survive if they do what they did in Pittsburgh with 54 passes. So there's a key emphasis. The two things, Phil, this week, they want to run the ball and they want to stop C.J. Anderson and put pressure on the young quarterback.
They run it. C.J. Anderson cuts back, steps out of a tackle. C.J. breaks the tackle. He's loose. C.J. 25-20 down the east sideline. 10-5. Touchdown, Denver.
We know stopping C.J. Anderson is tough to do, but you guys have the defense more than capable of doing that. But how has Vontaze Burfict's absence maybe changed the way that the team likes to play defense?
Well, I don't think it's changed their style. They're probably not as stout as they have been against the run. I mean, Tez is a tremendous run player. You know, I think that they've got last year in mind when C.J. Anderson went backdoor, a classic Gary Kubiak cutback run for a 39-yard touchdown. Was talking to Domantas Peko, their nose tackle today, and they very much have that in mind. You know, they can't let that happen. You can't. You know, their whole thing is they're gonna put the game on Simeon. You know, they're gonna make him win it or lose it, and if C.J. Anderson is C.J. Anderson, they're in trouble. That they, because that will obviously free up Simeon to be able to, on third down. And their whole thing is to get the Broncos backed up in third down and tee off with their own pass rush.
You mentioned Trevor Siemian. We'll let you out of here on this. People head into Cincinnati this week. It's Trevor Siemian's first road trip there, but we all know about Cincinnati chili. Are you a Skyline guy or a Gold Star guy?
Since the Bengals are endorsed by Gold Star, I'm a Gold Star guy all the way.
Okay. What makes it unique there?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question. It's, you know, either you love it or you hate it. And I mean, I love it, but I mean, it's a pretty hard combination not to like. You know, you get meat and cheese and everything that's bad for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people have often said it's a five-way order to a heart attack. So if you like that wine once in a while and have something bad for you, that's the way to go.
Okay, well, we'll have to make a trip out to Gold Star when we head out there. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
Bill, thanks very much for having me, and have a good trip. We'll see you Sunday.
Okay, yeah, we're looking forward to it. That's Bengals.com's Jeff Hobson.